We continue our reading of the Gospel of Mark, turning today to Mark 15, and we'll begin at verse 21, and we'll continue to verse, 41. You'll find this in your pew Bible on page number 1085. Well, these are very solemn words as we have the record of the actual crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. And in contemporary culture, the emphasis is usually given to the terrible physical suffering of our Lord. You think of the movie a few years ago, The Passion of the Christ, which actually was based on visions some nun had many years ago with gruesome details of the physical suffering. I hope you realize the Bible does not give that, not because it didn't happen, but because that's not where the emphasis lies. To be sure, there is great. In fact, here it's the scorn that is particularly emphasized. They mock him in every way. The soldiers mock him. They treat him like he was dirt. They crucify him next to two criminals. The idea is that he's a criminal. Now, Luke's gospel shows one of those thieves being converted. In Mark, the point is simply the contempt that they show on him. Now, whose shame is being put onto Jesus? Here's the good news. It's our shame. And not only are we cleansed of the guilt of our sin through the death of Jesus, but I hope you realize that your shame was also placed on him, and he took it away. As a Christian, you should no longer feel the shame of your sin because Christ has borne it together for sure with your guilt. And the second portion of this passage, there's the emphasis. Jesus, from the sixth to the ninth hour, from noon to between noon and 3 p.m., the wrath of God lay upon his sin, and the darkness falls upon the whole land, and Christ suffers the eternity of hell that we deserve so that we will not suffer it, he having borne in our place. And he cries on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then he dies. Well, the result, of course, what a difference the cross makes. And by the Holy Spirit's work, a centurion standing there, he actually witnesses this, and he gives a profession of faith. Jesus, through his death, saves sinners. Surely this man was the Son of God. Well, with these things in mind, let us reverently attend to the reading and hearing, to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and his life-giving word. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Younger and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.